Hi, it's Bumble here, David Lloyd. Well, we've had the biff, we've had the bash, and now it's the real deal. The Ashes starts on Wednesday at Trent Bridge, and it will swing. And I've been Glenn McGrath style saying it's going to be 5-0 England, so England to win in swinging conditions at Trent Bridge. So let's have a look at Australia. They've been all over the place. They've been trouble at Mill in the dressing room. One or two don't get on. They've sacked the coach. I'm just looking at the team that played Australia. Watson, Rogers, Cowan, Clark, Smith, Hughes were the top six batter. They've got that other battler. Do you like that battler? David Warner. But if you look in depth, Watson at the top of the innings hasn't scored a century for a couple of years. Rogers is 35. He's played one test match. Michael Clark is head and shoulders the best player, but he's got a bad back and he always will have a bad back. Ed Cowan is like Jonathan Trott at number three. He's a very, very steady player. I think your value is right in the middle there. Steve Smith is a better player than they say. Philip Hughes is a better player than they say. But another lad who's come back into the squad is Brad Haddin. He's a no-nonsense wicketkeeper. He's a bit like Matt Prior. He's not as good as Prior. But I think your value is in that middle, round about Steve Smith, Phil Hughes, Brad Haddin for top scorer. For England, who do you think? Well, there's no Compton at the top, so Joe Root opens. Do you fancy young Joe to be top scorer? Cook is a machine, we keep saying that. They've got another machine, Jonathan Trott at number three. Kevin Peterson's back. Will he be ready for Test match cricket? Then you've got Ian Bell, and then Johnny Bairstow. Now, be careful with Johnny Bairstow, because he hasn't been playing any cricket. He's just been carting drinks around. And then you come to Matt Prior. He always delivers, Matt Prior. So you've got all the runners and riders there. For me, I'm going top scorer for England, tucked in nicely in that middle order, and to take advantage, Ian Bell. But I think it's England all the way. Bring it on.
Coral TV, the best place to be for the best betting advice on the high street.